Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly.
Facts.
What's good? Just a few thermostats hanging out, bringing you episode 112 of the Grease Pole Podcast. Thank you for being here. If you like Eagle shit polluting your timeline, 3-0 Eagle shit. Hit that subscribe button wherever it is in relation to the camera.
Heck yeah.
And yeah, if you don't feel so inclined either way, thanks for stopping by.
And
so
you know we're all thermostats here. That's yeah.
Yeah, be the thermostat, not the thermometer. That's a quote from Jalen Hurts.
Oh. Yeah.
Which I had to have V explain to me means, what was it?
You set the temperature, not take it.
Yeah. Which was it? Poetic words.
I thought it just meant we're sweaty.
From QB1.
I'm kind of sweaty.
I feel the sweaty thing.
Also, have a glaze over here because it's late, almost October, and
I have a clip. You want to put your hair up?
We don't. Yeah, can we?
Yeah.
It's not quite ponytail status.
You know what sucks? You know what sucks? I hate the take point here on Grease Pole, but 2 days ago, sweater weather.
I know. That was beautiful.
Friday was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I complained it was cold.
You did.
I did.
You did.
I did. I was like, it's too cold.
And here it is. A couple days later, I was like, ooh, we got pod. Yep. And it was nice this morning, 62 degrees. Day goes on.
Yeah. I was, you know what I was hoping for? A little sen sweater.
Yeah. I was dying. I'm dying to put my Kachuk on.
I know.
I wore long sleeves even though, like,
That's just not bright. I'm sorry.
But why not? Like, clearly, I didn't care about the weather. I was like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear.
Folks wear hoodies in this, and they're fucking mental, dude.
Can't.
Yeah.
Can't. I went back to sneakers over the weekend.
Okay.
Because it was there. It was
right.
Like, okay, I'll put socks on again.
Yeah, dude.
Today, no, back to the flip-flops.
100% flippy weather. Yeah, dude. Flippies or slides. The thing that's tricky, though, is you got to... At least with me, I don't know about, you know, your situation. I gotta maintain the slides, dude. If not, they start smelling a little funky.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine never get like that. Because mine are like more the thongs, like the
okay,
like traditional flip flops.
What I'm hearing
rather
is he doesn't
slides.
Know that they're funky. He just kinda has lived in denial.
Well, what's weird is so here's a conversation.
Maybe.
Does anyone actually physically wash their feet in the shower, or you just do the steppy-steppy and the sudsies?
No, I definitely wash my feet.
I admittedly don't. That's probably a problem.
I don't every time.
Sorry.
But I do at least every other shower.
Wow.
When I think about
it. It takes like 2 seconds with a washcloth. You literally just put some soap on there and just scrub it real quick and be done.
I'll tell you what. If you ever want me to physically wash them, I've been operating based off of when you tell me how much my feet stink. Then I actually put the effort in the shower because I'm like, I need to eradicate this issue. Other than that, I just kind of let them exist. Yeah. Kind of gross.
So we're going to get one of those scrubbies for the shower that you just put on the ground and put some soap in it and you just scrub your foot.
I need
like
a fucking squeegee for my shit. Like my feet are in boots all day too. Like we're talking.
Yeah, you're gonna have to start cleaning them feet more often.
Yeah.
With your line of work.
Yeah, they're kind of.
Yeah, they're kept in there all day.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's like.
You're outside, it's hot.
Yeah, they reek, much like Theon from Game of Thrones.
Oh, here we go with this transition.
Yeah. So, quick rant real quick. We don't know if Hot Joe's going to call in. It's fantasy hockey draft season, kids. We've got our hockey draft this coming Friday, so that means hopefully Hot Joe will be on the pod next Monday to talk about the Tugnut Cup draft. That's become a yearly thing. But... We've talked about how we've done Game of Thrones.
There's a cup called the Tugnut Cup.
That's what the league's called because the name Ron Tugnut, it's an old goalie from the 90s. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't laugh at the name Ron Tugnut?
I was going to say Tugnut sounds like.
Yeah. So instead of the Stanley Cup, it's the Tugnut Cup.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you're into.
Yeah. Fuck. It's Ron Tugnut.
I just meant the whole Tugnut thing. That's fine, too.
But yeah, so Tug Nut Cup draft Friday night. V got me into Game of Thrones several years. I was late to the party, as we discussed.
Several years.
Yeah, that's how I typically watch shows, is way after other people give a shit about them. And I'll just say this. Finale, cheeks. Straight cheeks. It began pretty well, but you wait 8 seasons for bullshit. I feel very cheated. We finished this yesterday after the Eagles game. Because we weren't going to sit there and watch Green Bay Tampa.
Just so you know, we would be talking about the Eagles, but they were just so amazing during the game yesterday. So we're going to go on to that later.
Yeah, we'll get
right
there.
Right now,
we'll
Game of Thrones, man. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's... I don't understand the obsession with the show. I'll just say that. Like, because people... Game of Thrones is like the Rush of TV shows. Motherfuckers will kill you over that show. And after seeing the way it all ended, I don't understand. Like, you haven't watched Game of Thrones, dude.
I have not.
What's your feeling about Game of Thrones, people, from what you've experienced?
People be loving it, and I don't... The few things I've seen when my wife was watching it is I always walk in on a sex scene.
Oh, it's always, and it's usually they're related. So Pocosin existed way back before we knew it was a thing.
And I'm not a prude. I don't mind sex being in my TV shows and movies and such.
Yeah.
But like,
we're adults here.
I don't want it to be the driver. Like, there should be a reason for the sex.
Well, funny thing was, I told him, I was like, season 8, fun fact, does not have that much sex in it. And he was like, It really doesn't. There was only like one scene.
Well, good for them.
Because it gets to a point where it's like, I'm here for the fighting. I'm here to see people fucking die. What are we doing? Because the gore scene, like the deaths, is somebody that like horror, like I love gore.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I don't know how
favorite
many...
death. You don't have to reveal the characters if you don't want,
Oh, goddamn.
Spoilers for Game of Thrones, possibly.
It was one of the ones where the dude, I think it was the mountain, bashed homeboy's head against the wall. It was either that or somebody killing somebody from behind through their face.
There's a couple of those.
There was, and that's why I can't narrow it down who it was. But there were a lot of good deaths, dude, so there's a lot to keep you satiated that way. But it's also like there's just so much gross in the show. And it now, because our goal was, okay, let's finish this so we can finally watch our first live show together.
The House of the Dragon.
Yeah. So we watched the first episode of that last night. And the problem is with these type of shows, dude, is there's so much going on. There's so many fucking people that it takes you a while to catch on.
No, you know what the problem is? When somebody likes to get up during the middle of the show and you're missing content and they're like, we're only out of the room for a minute. I've timed them and they've been out several minutes at a time. And then they miss crucial information. Like when we first start a series,
we don't know
episode,
it's crucial yet, though.
The episode one, and they want to walk out in the middle of the episode. And we find out these crucial things like people's parents dying, you know.
I was hungry.
So, just saying. I mean, Game of Thrones is complicated to follow at times, but it doesn't help when you constantly get up.
Yeah, when ADD and
hunger
flares
up. And
fun fact,
we did not talk about this before, so this is me live potting.
Yes.
Reaction.
Yes, this is live reaction. Things we did not work out off of live microphones, so this is live beef. I'll just be like, all right, fuck this. Like, something to eat. I don't know who these people are. I'm not mentally invested yet. Fuck this shit. I want some ice cream, right? Tillamook, Oregon strawberry. What's up? Free plug. Investors could be you.
And then the worst part is he asks me, like, something happens in the episode. I don't remember that happening. I was like, no, you don't, because you were out of the room.
Well, yeah, and I'll be like, it's like, well, just give me 60 seconds. It doesn't take long to grab the, because I don't bowl. I just grab the tub with a spoon and bring it out there.
Well,
naturally,
he has to first rinse off his hands, then he's got to grab a spoon.
I'm an obsessive hand washer.
Grab the thingy, then sometimes he's like, oh, I want a water. Well, wait, there's this dish that needs to go in the sink. Then this needs to happen. Oh, wait, remember, I wanted my ice cream to be a little defrosted. By the time this all happens, 2 minutes later,
I do prefer my ice cream after it's been out of the freezer for about 3 minutes.
He has missed content that I have to then explain or have to rewind the show, so I'm watching something twice.
Yeah, and I'll just hear swears from the other room, and I'll just be like, just give me 60 seconds! Like, and then it ends up 5 minutes later, and I come out, and I see she's got her fucking timer on her phone, and she just holds it up to me like, you're on the clock.
Either that or I go on TikTok, and then he complains that I'm on TikTok, and I'm like, well, you know, it's crazy. I've watched like 5 videos since you left, but that's fine.
Fucking, it's always
3 minute long videos I've watched.
No. The only people that make 3-minute long TikToks are us, apparently. We haven't made one of those in a while. We're on TikTok at Greased Pole Podcast or whatever the fuck the name of this is. So there's that. But yeah, long story short, Game of Thrones cheeks. Don't waste your time, friend. Well, not that you were gonna.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate to be that guy, but like, it was never gonna happen. I mean, my wife has been, you know, dying to get me to watch it.
Just watch How I Met Your Mother. Way better, and it's
seriously
better,
dude.
Way better written. It doesn't have all the sex scenes in it of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You have the love and the hate. It's a good show.
It's a fantastic show.
And Neil Patrick Harris is a saint, and same with Jason Segel. Like, I love them all.
Yeah, they're great. And all Game
Except
of Thrones.
Except Kobe Smulders.
Yes.
Robin.
Fuck that bitch. FTB. Game of Thrones is gonna do nothing but piss you off. That's all it's gonna do. And you're never gonna get that time back.
Yeah.
Because when you find out who sits on the Iron Throne, you're immediately mad as fuck. Like, it's just bullshit, dude. So yeah. Fuck that show.
It is funny that, like, one of my gripes is, like, all the sex scenes. And I've, like, been spending my time watching Grey's Anatomy.
They fuck a lot there?
There's a lot of sex scenes
in
Grey's
Network
Anatomy.
TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're just like, not as graphic, obviously. Yeah.
It's, like, okay. Softcore.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. MTV Undressed.
And I guess that's probably why it doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah.
And
not as aggressive.
Right.
Game of Thrones is aggressive.
Every time I've seen it, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Look.
Well, and there's also a couple of, like, not to be spoilers, but rape scenes, and, like, that was the thing that got him.
Yeah.
He was, like, there was one scene in particular that, like,
I was like,
really,
I'm done with this show.
He was like, how long does this go on? If this is, again, like, this is just ridiculous and ludicrous. I was like, it's probably only another, like, maybe 30 seconds and doesn't happen again.
Yeah, like,
and he was
understood.
Just like, ugh.
Yeah. So Grey's Anatomy sex sounds appealing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
unfortunately, it's like a medieval time, and that was unfortunately the culture of that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody had sex any other position than doggy back then, apparently. That's all they did.
No, they did missionary a couple times.
Who?
I'm not going to give it a whit.
I don't remember, genuinely.
But it was literally the last season, the two people that hooked up.
Oh, them, yeah.
Yeah, there was others, but
yeah,
that was
hot. They were good-looking people.
So they were
also related. Shocker. Spoiler alert.
But you rooted for this incest.
Do they ever hang dong in the show?
Yeah, you see cock.
There's
it's
a couple
cool.
times, but it's pretty cool. Really?
Well, yeah. No. Well, here's the thing. Here's a beef I have, and this is coming from like an 80s slasher enthusiast. Like, I'm tired. Like, I don't care. I fucking spent years in locker rooms. Like, I've seen a lot of dick. Okay, It doesn't get to be frontal nudity all the time with the women, okay? Mm-hmm. Women aren't the only people that are nude ever, okay? Yeah. Like, it's okay to show a dick every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Wait, have you seen Arrested Development?
Yes.
The never nudes.
Oh, yeah. There's dozens of us. Dozens of us!
I just realized you don't understand.
No, I don't. I'm out on this one.
I'm just drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a guy in the show that's never nude, fun fact.
Larry David.
It's Tobias.
Oh,
yeah. Tobias Funke.
We don't know his actual name, but anyway.
Okay.
He wears jean shorts under all of his clothes. So mm-hmm. whenever he has to get naked, he just has jean shorts on and he is never nude.
It's an affliction, and there's dozens of them.
I have so many questions.
Exactly. That's why you need to watch the show.
So there's a lot of these people?
No, dozens.
Dozens. There's dozens.
That's not a lot, love. That's like
36.
Like, they're like a breed.
48 maybe.
48 Jesus. People in the world. Like,
how did they become this way?
You have to watch the show.
I don't know.
It's funny. I think you'll like it a lot.
Okay.
It's not like
that'll
a huge
be the next show
point.
I watch a decade later.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it is.
There's five seasons. If you got Netflix, you can watch all five seasons.
Yeah.
It's
a good show. I like it a lot, and it's a great cast. Like a lot of, it was a building block for a lot of those actors' careers. Like, it was kind of like
it resurrected Jason Bateman's career.
I love that dude.
Yeah. Was that the one that was the never nude dude?
No, that's David Cross.
Wait, who's Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman is Michael Bluth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I get him mixed up with someone else in all the time.
And it launched Will Arnett's career.
Yeah, Will Arnett definitely got a lot from that.
Anybody with the last name Bateman, I'm a fan of. I haven't met a Bateman I don't like yet.
Hmm.
Patrick Bateman, American Psycho. Love that movie.
After we get caught up on House of the Dragon, we can start watching Arrested Development.
Okay, I'm with it. Yeah, this is our first live show we're watching together. We tend to watch
and
things.
And he walks away for all of it.
As we've established, to get Tillamook Oregon Strawberry.
No, not just that, but he gets up like 6 times during the show, and then he gets mad when Sean does it. Like, bruh.
I do get mad when the kid does it. I'm a hypocrite, but... I'm also an obsessive. It's really weird, dude. I have this idiosyncratic bullshit where if I eat, I don't like my hands to exist. This is really weird to admit to a live mic.
But you know, okay.
If I eat, I can't let it go more than like 2 minutes without washing my hands. It's fucking weird, dude. Like, you know, Cheeto fingers?
Uh-huh.
That is fucking...
I just lick my fingers and he's like...
Oh.
Yeah.
It's misery for me. I lick my fingers, but then I have to wash them. It's fucking weird. I'm like Howie Mandel, dude. It's not healthy.
Ever thought about like just not eating Cheetos?
Yeah, well, most of the time I do. It's out of the small bags, and I just dump them in my mouth, so I don't have to be faced with this decision.
How Philly are yous?
Yeah, like I don't.
How Philly are yous?
I don't like it. I don't like it. That's why when you gave me the white cheddar popcorn earlier, I dumped it, because if I touched it, I would have had the white cheddar dust on my fingers. It's fucking weird. I should probably see somebody for these things. But that's a fun fact about me.
All right.
I mean, it's not like everybody has their food quirks. I have food quirks that I'm not going to admit on the pod because obviously live microphone. But
yeah, I didn't. That wasn't planned.
You're a bit more trusting than I am of the general public. But you know, whatever.
Let us know your idiosyncratic bullshit in the comments, of which nobody will.
Also, if you've made it this far, I highly recommend paying attention because there's something new coming that is very much going to be this.
Yes. Literally.
If you like this, but like not. To be Eagles?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yep.
There is we've got more stuff coming your way. We've got more stuff coming your way.
Speaking of the Eagles.
Yeah, so here's something that
sorry, that was a good segue. We can go back to plugging the amazingness that's coming.
It was great. Yeah.
The Eagles this weekend, I don't care about football 90% of the time. Oh, shaka. But
shaka.
But they were a good watch this weekend. Like I had a lot of fun. That was
So here's the way to go,
you thermostat. Way to go.
The thermostat killed it. And
it literally, if this tells you something, he was in the middle of the game. I don't remember what drive it was, but literally Corey was like, I'm fucking sold on Jalen Hurts. I'm sold.
I looked at V and I said, I'm all in. I'm all in.
Well, I mean, this is what you wanted to see from him though, right?
Yeah, dude. So it was 17-0 at the end of the first half was winding down. There was like 40 some odd seconds left. I can't remember. And we had the ball deep in our own territory. And you're trying to do the thing where you go down and you get points on the board before the half, right? Mm-hmm. To try to pad the fucking lead. And instead of settling for a field goal, you know, our boy Sirianni, what a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy you are.
With his Bobo throwback, we'll talk about. It stayed aggressive, him and Shane Steichen. And it's like, fuck it. Let's go for 6 here. And Hurts fired one into Devontae Smith, and it was just like, what the fuck? Like, this is 2 weeks in a row now. He's thrown for damn near 300 yards and a half, dude. In a fucking half. Like, I understand, they haven't played any playoff teams from last year yet. I don't fuck you. I don't care.
The Vikes are 2-1.
Yeah, like, go back.
They're off to a decent start.
Yeah, go back and look how much that, you know, we fucking shit on Jalen Hurts on this pod and how skeptic I was. Like, I'm admitting I was wrong. I'm in. I'm fucking in,
dude.
You
know, now that you've done this, though, he's not gonna do great.
I thought that shit. I was like, you know what? The moment I say I'm all in on him, Carson, like, it's
not just that, but they made Carson look like a fool this weekend.
I was gonna say, how much of your enjoyment is making Ginger Judas look bad?
My dick was so hard watching yesterday's game.
They would not let him do shit. They did not let him breathe.
Mm.
He had negative points in fantasy. That's how bad he was. Like, there was points where he was like,
Yeah. We had at one point 323 passing yards. They had -1.
Yeah.
9 sacks, dude. 9. It was so fucking great. You could visibly see him just be like, fuck me, dude.
There was one point, like, literally people have made a meme of it where he had his head down on the field like this, and he's just like...
Yeah. Dude, it was so great.
Like, he was not amused. If I was the Commanskins coach, I would not be amused either, because it was very clear that all of Philly was like...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was so... Like, I wish that game would have been in Philly. I mean, it basically was because it was 50-50 Eagles fans.
Yeah, the Eagles, I was telling him that, like, when they were showing the footage, they didn't show any of the Commanders, like, any of them, even though it was a local channel and Washington should be the one shown. No Commanders at all. It was
we
all Eagles
invade
fans.
FedEx every year, dude.
Well, you know.
It's. I mean, it's not far.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd also. Like, yeah, I'd mm-hmm. like to go there for a game. Like, it's, I mean, I've heard it's a shit stadium,
mm-hmm.
but I'd like to go just to just be a, in a, I've got a fun
hey,
track.
Hey, we hate your uniforms. Your team name sucks.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
At least it's like, not racist, I guess.
Yeah.
Shrug. Like,
if anything, you're a sellout at this point. Whatever. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, dude. But it was so fucking good, dude. It was such a complete game. Like, the only complaint I have is that Miles Sanders didn't do a lot for me in fantasy. Because your boy took the Express took the first L of the year yesterday
uh-huh.
after going fucking nuts
and I won.
Last week.
What?
Yep, Queen V won. So we're both everybody in the family is 2-1.
I know. Next week I'm worried because I got Wampler.
Yeah.
It feels like.
He takes the shit seriously.
He does.
Fantasy is life yeah. to our guy, dude. Yeah.
As
it
long
is.
As Burrow keeps the shit together with Higgins, I should be okay, but, like, he worries me because this man is, like, way about this, and my brain's just not quite there with it.
Like, yeah. He's like Hot Joe in hockey. You know how our guy just scours the waiver wire?
Uh-huh.
That's Wampler, bro. Wampler will make 1,596 waiver transactions. And I love you, bro. I love you. It's not a knock. Like, it's just, like, he's dialed
but
in,
the
dude.
The crazy part is Kenny, my brother, he is wiping the floor with everyone. He is like,
yeah.
every week
Kenny's
he's putting
nuts.
Up like 150 points.
Wow. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson has been getting him 50 points every game pretty much.
It's really cool because I came to the realization yesterday, like, we're fucking Super Bowl contenders, dude.
Oh, yeah. He was like, we could be in the Super Bowl.
It could genuinely be a fucking Eagles-Ravens Super Bowl. I'm like, that's so goddamn cool, dude. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. the two leading MVP candidates right now, I think, are Lamar and Jalen Hurts. No yeah. bullshit. Like,
Tua, isn't he?
Tua's had an interesting fucking year.
The
yeah,
Dolphins
he was
3-0, right?
Fuck, they might be. If
they
not, they're
the,
2-1.
They beat the Bills yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And they beat the Ravens too.
I think the Colts beat the Chiefs too, which was fucking weird.
By a field goal. Unfortunately, I know these things because I'm trying to do shit for Gear Freaks, so I'm paying attention to scores.
Yes, yes. Subscribe to Gear Freaks podcast as well, kids. We
plugs.
Also do that. Yeah,
plugs.
Yeah, dude. It was a good Sunday of football. It was a really good Sunday of football. Game of Thrones ruined it, but it was a good Sunday, man. The squad is for real, man.
Was it last week we were talking about me not watching the Super Bowl ever or the last couple of years? Because
it
was like, what do I do when I don't watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
A fun fact, I had experienced that with you because I did not watch the Super Bowl other than the year the Ravens won.
I haven't watched a Super Bowl. I think I said was last one I watched fully was Colts Saints.
Yeah.
And then, like, no. I think we disproved that because I think there was, like, Steelers, Seahawks or something, or Steelers, Cardinals was after.
So I think you said it was Bears, Colts because I remember you mentioned Prince.
Yeah.
And that was Super Bowl 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, the Saints one I didn't watch because that was the year I dumped out.
Yeah.
You realize that if the Ravens and the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, we have to broadcast that shit.
Oh, we will.
Well, that's where I was going is like, you know, you're trying to sell me on the idea last week of coming to the Super Bowl party.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, that's a guarantee I'll go for that. Like without a shadow of a doubt. Because
especially
it's
since
possible.
His mom gets rowdy as hell with the Ravens. I get rowdy when like it's like, yeah, my brother does too. It's going to be a funny game.
That'd be a pretty interesting gear match. I mean, you know, that's a conversation for a different pod, but that'd be an interesting gear matchup.
It would
there
be.
You go. Look at that. That's a preview of Gear Freaks at some point in the future, people.
Yeah, Super Bowl matchups. It could definitely happen.
I mean, you have two people here that are biased, and Justin. What is Justin's opinion? What do you think will happen?
Between the two of them?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about
that's what I'm saying. No,
who would you want? Who would you
You were looking at me.
I'm sorry. There's no one to look at. Okay, hello, camera. You know what, world? This is
that's
me
what
and
we're
you.
Supposed to do is look into the camera. We're
hi, viewers.
We'll have an intimate conversation about who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Put it this way. If it was the Birds Bowl, mm-hmm. Eagles-Ravens, who would you want?
Oh.
Preview. I mean,
you're going to be going against one of us, but you can be honest.
I honestly don't know. I'm all about storylines because so it depends on what the storyline come that time is.
Can I just try to pull you in my direction real quick?
I'd say, like,
look at him cheating.
Our guy, Sirianni, and seeing Jalen Hurts come into his own this season, that's a good story. But I also, from a couple seasons like when Lamar Jackson just came into the league and pissed off a lot of white people, that's pretty fucking great, too.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, Lamar, like, he talks cash shit, but he does his thing. He just fumbles a lot on, like, easy plays. But it's fine,
He does.
Hurts was the one that threw the football in the middle of, like, that last play for the touchdown. He, like, threw it in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
Everybody makes mistakes.
I'm just going to say this. Sirianni does not have a Super Bowl ring.
Right. He's our guy.
So what my guy does. Harbaugh does.
Harbs Dude. Does. That's what I'm saying. Harbs doesn't need one. Sirianni needs one.
He needs two. you with imagine? This odd number shit. He needs an even number.
That's true. I hate odd numbers also.
Can you imagine Sirianni Island at wherever the Super Bowl is?
Dude, everybody's flooding there. Everybody just vaginas flocking to the island.
He marries like 70 more women.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we could create so much more content. Sirianni Island.
Super Bowl mm-hmm. Sirianni Island.
Yeah.
We should have really wrote that down because I don't remember any of his wives' names. Like, I feel like there was Mildred Monday.
Tiffany's the only one that matters. The rest of Thursday.
Well, I think as they were losing last week, we kept making them, well, like Joe was stealing wives.
Yeah, so. Joe was stealing
right.
them.
That was right.
It's just we treat the other wives like Game of Thrones. They're fucking
irreplaceable. Star Trek with the red shirts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. dude. They're all just kind of there.
Whereas Tiffany's like the yellow shirt. You know she's going to stay for a while.
Yeah. Trusty, tried and true Tiffany. Mm-hmm. She's always going to be there for our guy who rocked a Bobo Mike Quick.
Listen, he likes...
How does that happen?
She likes the muskie. And she's like, listen, she had him rocking Bobo because she's like, I want all the money for me for my designer shit.
I mean, that could be.
But he works for the fucking organization. How does the organization not go... Yeah, don't do that. Here. Here's
Mitchell and Ness is based in Philly, dude. Everybody. They are based in Philly. And my man's rolling up to the link in a fucking, or not to the link, in FedEx. Yeah.
If anything, it's kind of more disrespectful. Like.
And yeah. And
I told him it's a shame that I didn't fly out a week later because I could have ran into Sirianni.
We could have,
hey,
yeah.
Sirianni, here's a letter we wrote.
Yes.
Well, oh my God, we have a t-shirt for you. We still have
that's happening. That's happening. Yeah. We were just talking about that last night. It's like, you know what? This... It's got to happen.
I could feel him genuinely looking uncomfortable reading that letter.
I don't know. He could, but he could also be very happy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He might think we're special.
Oh, he's definitely going to think we're Make-A-Wish Pod.
Yeah.
But I think that the only thing he gets mad at are the officials. I think that's the only thing.
He's getting in the Philly spirit, man. He's like, you see him regularly say the F word at least twice now.
He gets big mad at refs, dude.
Yeah, every game, you at least see him mouth the F word once or twice.
Even for shit that he doesn't have a viable complaint about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you can't argue with an illegal man downfield block last week against Minnesota. Like, fucking three of them in the first quarter. Stop yelling at the refs. Maybe bitch at Landon Dickerson.
Well, not just that, okay? But like, what was it? They said he threw out a flag too late to contest it. And he was like, are you fucking serious?
So you got a challenge. They had the fucking challenge flag, right? The red mm-hmm. hankies. You have to throw the challenge flag out before the ball snapped on the next play. Ron Rivera, head coach of the former racist face, Command Skins, went to challenge a play, but we had already ran a play. So they paused the fucking, they stopped play and were like, wait, challenge flag. And Sirianni was mad as shit. He was like, fuck no, that came out after the ball was snapped. And then they ended up ruling like, no, it was, everything's good. Like it resumed, like the challenge flag did come out too late. And he was all happy. He was happy, dude. He was, he likes
which
getting,
is what he deserves.
It is what he deserves.
He deserves. What a guy.
What a fucking guy.
What a guy.
He deserves. 21-0. Dude, I'm telling you.
He's got 3-0 this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't get a big head though, guys. I need you to stay humble.
Undefeated, never lost. He's gonna stay humble. You know what he's gonna keep doing? Keep fertilizing.
Yes.
Fertilizing.
Let's keep fertilizing
flowers.
The flowers.
While Hertz keeps the thermostat set.
Like, yes.
Seriously, yeah. what yeah. the like,
fucking Home Depot team.
Disaster at this point is 0-14, right? Like,
yeah,
like
well,
that's
here,
worst case scenario. At
here's
this point.
A fun matchup. We get back to back fun because Carson this past week, you know we had this week. Jacksonville. You know
Ooh.
Who's the head coach of Jacksonville? Dougie P. Doug Peterson.
Oh,
our former head
for,
coach. Yep.
AEW guy.
Dickhead Urban Meyer. Yeah. Yeah. So our Super Bowl winning head coach, who him and Carson, and that's what made everything happen, is now the head coach of the Jaguars.
The Jags put a put a hurting on the Chargers yesterday.
The Jags are low-key good, dude. The Jags are like...
They got shit gear, but...
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. But, like, it... Like, we...
I like their colors, though.
The colors, right? are great. That's amazing. The problem.
Like, they're the black and blue, right?
It's like...
Black and teal, yeah.
Yeah, teal, black, and like...
All right, look, shades
Jaguar
of the blue.
Yellow.
All right, it's blue and black.
50 right? Shades of blue.
I'm sorry that I didn't realize the shade or the hue.
Yeah, it's teal.
As I tell you this, one of my favorite colors, cyan, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though you hated teal on the shark sweaters.
Yeah, because... So,
okay, anyway. More on that later. Yeah. Somebody came into the comments and said they agreed with V, like they didn't like all the teal.
Thank you, it's whoever, like, you are.
He said, I'd
don't act like that's not your burner account.
he goes, I wish they would have gone with a black short. I'd like, I'd be into seeing that, but... More teal for me is.
I'd see it,
a plus.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd take over that? A teal short. Fuck off, comment guy. Fuck off your burner account.
You know what? You know what? I respect you, comment guy, who is not me, but apparently thinks I have time to be you.
Did they have a photo or was it a fucking silhouette?
I don't remember at this point.
Oh, here we go with this. Now you're going to try and say it was me because there's no photo.
Come to think of it, I think the account name was V's burner account. I don't.
Wow.
Hey!
Wow.
You told on yourself.
Wow. Oh yeah, totally.
Yourself.
I'm that uncreative.
Nah. Yeah, you would come up with something a little better than that.
Yeah.
It could have been a different V, I guess.
That's true. There, I mean, yeah.
I'd be like V is for victory. That would be my name.
Ooh. Oh shit, I think that's what it was.
Oh. You know what? Everybody's a hater.
Yep. So that's what we're going to do, kids. We're going to go over to Gear Freaks and assess V's burner account even more. join us every Monday for the Grease Bowl podcast. More stuff coming your way over on the YouTube page. If you're listening on pod platforms, appreciate that. But head over to YouTube, hit
and
the
as
subscribe
always,
button.
As always, go Birds.
Yep.
And subscribe.
3-0, bitch. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another Grease Bowl night in Philly.
Facts.
Philly.
Facts.